Hi, I'm Dr. Paul Huefner. Welcome to Sports Psych in a Minute, your resource for insights and tips into the psychological side of equestrian sport. Today, we're continuing with our third part in our series on coping with stress and anxiety. The first day, we talked about a worry bucket or anxiety bucket, and we talked about ways in which you can empty that bucket, in essence, helping to make you more resourceful in that. Then we talked about the power of connection and lots of different types of connection that can help us to regulate our overall level of anxiety or our level of stress. Today, what I'd like to talk about is grounding. And there's a couple of different ways that we can think about grounding ourselves. The idea in general is that when we're feeling stressed or anxious or worried, a lot of times our experience, including our thinking, is focused on some imagined future or some remembered past. And the idea is to help bring us into this moment and in that process also to calm our physiology. And in some ways this relates back to day one, which is the idea of emptying our bucket. So, what are grounding techniques? Well, if you're interested and want to explore this more, if you simply Google grounding techniques, you're going to come up with several hundred of them. There are all sorts of articles, creative ways to do that. But let's talk about the basics. The basics of a grounding technique are to engage your senses, and not just one sense, but engage multiple senses. Okay? So a very, very common grounding technique is the 5-4-3-2-1. The first part of it is to look for five things that you can see. So you engage your vision and connect to five things around you that you can see. Four things that you can touch. Three things that you can hear, two things that you can smell, and one good thing that you know and believe about yourself. And the idea is to break that state and get you connected to your sensory experience and what's going on right now. There are lots of other creative ways to do that. For people who have experience and have learned about meditation, meditation is a great way to do that. Sometimes when we're really, really stressed, it's hard to learn how to meditate in that moment. People get frustrated, so not necessarily the best time to learn meditation techniques. Journaling is another way of getting grounded. The idea is that we get our thoughts out of our head. We engage the process of writing. We engage our physical sense of touch. We can read what we're actually writing. Helps engage our hearing, that kind of a thing. There's also a different kind of grounding, and this is a little more, some people might think of it as fringe, but with my background in physics, it actually makes a great deal of sense to me. And from a physics perspective, electrically, grounding is connecting us to the ground, the earth, and this huge reservoir of free electrons. There's actually a growing body of research and a growing practice where people are getting out and are grounding themselves, are getting connected to the earth and balancing themselves in the way that they think about it electronically. So one other way that we can get grounded is to get outside and to connect to the earth. Some of that is grounding because when we're outside, we can use all of our senses in a new environment. But in the coming days, at least here in Virginia, it's going to be 70 tomorrow. It's going to be close to 80 on Friday. It may also be worth getting outside and taking your shoes off and standing on the earth and standing in the grass and getting connected to the earth. Or if you're a gardener, go and get your hands dirty. Great time of year to till the soil, Think about planting a small garden. If you don't have the space, you can do that in the comfort of an apartment or in your house, or plant a pot, prepare soil and plant a pot of flowers or herbs or something in the back. So again, the idea is get yourself sensorially connected to the earth. We're going to be talking more tomorrow. We're going to start exploring attitudes and beliefs, starting with gratitude. So again, today, get yourself grounded. I will look forward to talking with you tomorrow. I'm Dr. Paul Haefner. This is Sports Psych in a Minute.